Vincent Martin is 56 and on track to retire right on time at 65. That's no small feat, considering that he has never used a financial advisor or other investment advice. A Navy veteran and an IT engineer who lives in Aurora, Illinois, Vincent is proud to have gotten here on his own. There's nothing a financial advisor will tell you that you can't find written online somewhere, Vincent says. He has tried to help his daughters start their own retirement funds, too. Self-driven financial planning isn't for everyone. We all face a future of fluctuating costs, especially the costs of living and health care, and that means preparing for retirement can feel like trying to hit a moving target. Vincent's path provides many good all-purpose lessons on how to maximize your nest egg, but we also did what he wouldn't. We asked financial advisors for further insight on his strategy. Vincent's retirement goal all along had been clear. I don't want to have to work, he says. I've been working since I was 14, and quite frankly, I'm tired. Starting to save was perhaps the hardest part. After serving in the Navy for 15 years, Vincent found himself working full-time as an IT consultant and just barely getting by. On top of that, he was enrolled in college and got married to his wife, Pamela Martin. He wasn't able to contribute much to a 401k retirement savings account until his mid-30s, when he became a systems administrator at a bank. In many ways, Vincent's story is typical. A March 2018 Bankrate survey found that one-fifth of Americans aren't saving any money for things such as retirement, chiefly, they say, because they can't afford to. Like a lot of Americans, I was in survival mode, he says. I didn't have any money to put away for retirement, and all of my money was tight. I had no liquid assets after I paid all my bills. But as Vince's career and paychecks progressed, he taught himself the ins and outs of retirement preparation. He sought out as much educational material as he could, including financial magazines and Vanguard's online investment tools and calculator. He contributes 5% of his pre-tax salary to a 401k through his employer and receives a 5% company match. He invests in a mix of bonds held in an IRA to ensure stability in retirement and CDs, and he has gradually funneled more of his money to less volatile investments as he has gotten older. So far, he has managed to save about $400,000, and he hopes to double that by the time he retires.